The UN is expected to add Yemen to the list of the world's worst humanitarian crises, raising the pressure on the Saudi government to halt a deadly military campaign and blockade. The news comes as aid officials warn parts of Yemen are on the brink of famine amid internal fighting and a continued Saudi-led air campaign. UN aid chief Stephen O'Brien says 80% of Yemen's 25 million people need aid, and the health system faces imminent collapse. The warning comes days after ceasefire talks between Yemen's warring factions broke down in Geneva. At the Security Council, UN Special Envoy Ismail Ahmed renewed calls for a humanitarian truce.
Both sides showed signs of constructive engagement. There is an emerging common ground upon which we can build to achieve an eventual ceasefire coupled with a withdrawal of combatants. While we pursue a sustainable long-time cessation of violence, I call on all relevant parties to agree without delay to an humanitarian truce, especially during the holy month of Ramadan. We should not forget that Yemeni are living under dire condition, and it pains me to witness this ongoing suffering.
In some of Yemen's latest violence, 17 civilians were reportedly killed, dozens wounded today when Houthi rebels fired on the southern port city of Aden. More than 1,000 prisoners, including al-Qaeda members, also escaped a prison in the city of Taiz amidst clashes between rival forces.